There's whiplash in Texas in the fight over an immigration law. We are once again on government shutdown watch, and condoms are returning to the Olympics. That's some of what we'll get to on The 7 from The Washington Post. I'm Hannah Jewell. It's Wednesday, March 20th. Let's get you caught up with today's 7 stories. Number 1. Texas was blocked from arresting and deporting migrants. Yesterday, the Supreme Court gave a temporary go-ahead to a law in Texas which makes it a state crime for migrants to illegally cross the border. But just hours later, in a surprise ruling, that law was put back on hold by an appeals court. The law is a key part of Republican Governor Greg Abbott's push to expand the state's role in enforcing border security. Immigration advocates consider it to be one of the most extreme laws related to immigration ever enacted. And the Biden administration says immigration enforcement is exclusively a federal responsibility. Yesterday's ruling will stop the law from being enforced while legal challenges continue. Number 2. A candidate backed by Donald Trump won Ohio's Republican Senate primary. Bernie Marino is a wealthy former car dealer. Yesterday, he defeated 2 traditional Republicans in Ohio's primary. His victory means he'll face the Democratic incumbent, Senator Sherrod Brown, in a general election in November. And that race could end up determining control of the U.S. Senate. Marino spoke to supporters after his win yesterday.
And I want to thank President Trump for all he did for me, for this campaign, for his unwavering support, for his love of this country. Because I don't think I've ever seen somebody who loves this country the way he does. So thank you to President Trump.
As for Trump, he won uncontested Republican presidential primaries yesterday in Ohio, Arizona, Illinois, Kansas, and Florida. But even though he's officially won the nomination, the protest vote against Trump is also holding strong. About 1 in 5 Republicans voted against him in Florida, Illinois, and Ohio, and about 25% did in Kansas. Number 3. The government could shut down this weekend. Funding for about 70% of the federal government runs out at 12:01 a.m. on Saturday. The White House and Congress have agreed on new funding, but lawmakers may not have enough time to pass all the necessary legislation before the deadline. So a short, partial shutdown might be hard to prevent. If a shutdown does happen, key government services would be interrupted and thousands of workers could go unpaid. The IRS has said it would furlough more than half its staff, affecting crucial services during the height of tax filing season. Lawmakers now have 3 days to stop that from happening. Number 4. A post-investigation raised questions about an Israeli attack on Gaza journalists. On January 7th, an Israeli strike on a car in Gaza killed 2 Palestinian journalists and injured 2 others. Their driver was also killed. Israel said it was in response to an immediate threat to its troops, and later said the journalists had belonged to militant groups. But a post-review of drone footage, eyewitness accounts, and satellite data cast some doubt on that explanation. The Post found no evidence of Israeli troops or military activity in the area at the time of the strike. Since the start of the war in October, one nonprofit says that 90 journalists and other media workers have been killed in Gaza. A record number of abortions last year were done using medication. That's our 5th story. Yearly abortions in the U.S. rose by 10% between 2020 and 2023. There were over 1 million last year, according to a new report. That's the highest number since 2012, and about 63% were medication abortions. More than 12 states have largely banned abortion since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in 2022. And later this month, the Supreme Court will weigh new restrictions on mifepristone. That's a pill that's used in medication abortions. Number 6. An open letter in Hollywood condemned Jonathan Glazer's Oscars speech. At the Academy Awards earlier this month, the Holocaust movie The Zone of Interest won 2 Oscars. Jonathan Glazer is the film's writer and director. While accepting the award for Best International Film, he gave a speech condemning Israel's war in Gaza. Here's what he said.
how film shows where dehumanization leads at its worst. It shaped all of our past and present. Right now, we stand here as men who refute their Jewishness and the Holocaust being hijacked by an occupation which has led to conflict for so many innocent people. Whether the victims of October... Whether the victims of October the 7th in Israel or the ongoing attack on Gaza, all are victims of this dehumanization. How do we resist?
This week, hundreds of Jewish actors and creatives in Hollywood have reportedly signed an open letter criticizing the speech. Their letter said Glazer had drawn a moral equivalence between Israel and Nazi Germany. And at number 7, Paris will hand out 300,000 condoms at the Olympic Village. The Paris Games start July 26th, and apparently the City of Love intends to live up to its name. Organizers said last week that they are ending the COVID-era intimacy ban that was imposed on athletes at the Tokyo Games in 2021. A huge batch of condoms will be available to the more than 14,000 athletes, staff, and members of the press expected to stay in the village. Organizers said they want guests to feel very enthusiastic and comfortable. This isn't a new tradition. Condoms were first handed out at the Seoul Olympics in 1988. And in 2000, Sydney had to order more condoms at its games because an initial batch of 70,000 wasn't enough. You're all caught up. But before you go, a reminder that we also have a newsletter. That's where you can find the links, videos, and photos that go with all the stories I talk about here on the podcast. Today, you can see the videos my colleagues used to investigate the deaths of journalists in Gaza. You can have the 7 Morning Briefing delivered to your inbox early every weekday morning. All you have to do is sign up. Just hit the link in our show notes. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll meet you back here tomorrow.